A $1.5 million infusion of seed money for an early childhood community village in southeast Longmont is one of the proposals being weighed by the Boulder County Commissioners, who will decide where to distribute pieces of $63 million in American Rescue Plan Act relief money. The Early Childhood Center would encompass training for providers, child care and other resources for low-income families with children ages 0 to 5, according to the proposal given to the commissioners Tuesday. The $1.5 million for the Early Childhood Community Village would bring in other investments to fully start the $13 million facility. The commissioners also heard other proposals from working groups that have studied the best way to help the most vulnerable populations in Boulder County recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. This pandemic exposed some of the starkest inequalities in our community, Tatiana Hernandez, CEO of the Community Foundation of Boulder County, told the commissioners. The three commissioners made no decision Tuesday on where to distribute funds. They also said the proposals will be reviewed in future meetings, especially over the question of duplication of services and hiring staff members to oversee the proposed programs. These are difficult questions we're going to have to grapple with, Commissioner Claire Levy said. The working group targeting economic challenges called for competitive business and nonprofit grants of $7.5 million. The grants would target businesses in high-poverty areas and would require businesses to provide high-quality jobs that pay a living wage with benefits. Direct cash assistance of $300 a month per child to low-income families with children ages 0 to 3. The money could only be used for child care, basic needs or to support staying home to care for their children. At least $6 million is requested and would be used for 725 families. The Housing Affordable Group is proposing $7.5 million to invest in affordable housing projects already planned in communities, including Longmont's assisted living project aimed at helping low-income seniors. Another $2.2 million would go for a regional housing partnership and $5 million to support mobile home park residents who want to buy the parks from outside owners. The idea here is to move quickly and get these projects over the finish line, Laura Scheinbaum, Real Estate Development Director for Boulder Housing Partners, told the commissioners. The mental health group is proposing the creation of a behavioral health mobile response team at a cost of $3 million over 3 years. 8 responders would need to be hired as well as a clinical supervisor. Spending $8.5 million to support more equitable access to mental health services and $3 million to connect people with mental health resources.